Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the number, 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. You're welcome to comment on anything we've discussed thus far tonight or bring up whatever you want, whether it's the TSA and their behavior detection program, which former managers have said is total BS and an excuse to harass people. You can talk about that, or also this revenge porn operator. I'm still, you know, nobody really had anything to say about the revenge porn operator, and I still want to hear from somebody who thinks this guy should go to prison. I know there are people out there that think that's the case. We'll still accept your calls about that. 855-450-FREE. I say no way. Even though what he did was distasteful, it should not be illegal. It should not be illegal due to, you know, the idea of free speech being that it's the most offensive speech that needs to be protected.
Right. You don't need to protect popular speech. It's just one of the rules of speech.
Right. So we go on here with whatever you want to discuss. Also, Mark, you've got a story about the IRS. It is that time of year. Tis the season, as many people are busily preparing tax returns, which takes hours and hours and hours of time. And who knows how much money if you're buying, you know, an accountant or an H&R Block or whoever it is that does that stuff for people. But if somebody runs into a problem, the IRS has a phone number set up, some sort of way to, you know, contact these people and get some information about how to do this right. Because you don't want to get it wrong. I mean, if you fill out the wrong part of the form or you don't answer a question in the correct manner, whether it's on purpose or not, you know, they could come after you with criminal charges. You might go to prison if you mess this up. So it's definitely in your interest to make sure you got it right.
Yeah, I mean, they've got threats right there at the bottom of the forms, right?
Let's
sign this. That way we can make sure when we throw your butt in prison, we can say that you knew, even though people can't even really decipher legalese and don't know what the responsibilities are.
Oh, my God. Reviewing those forms, I remember trying to do the taxes like a decade ago, and it was I only did the EZ form, and let me tell you, that alone was complicated enough.
Indeed.
It gets even worse once you get off that EZ form. Then there's all kinds of forms and addendums and additions and ridiculous nonsense.
I really haven't filed taxes since filing the EZ form. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it myself. I've always turned it over to accountants and that sort of things.
Yeah.
I was am a radio ad salesperson, so a lot of things are write-offs in what I've done in my business, plus I've had rental properties and a variety of things like that in the past, and all these things just sort of pile up into, I have no clue how to fill these taxes out. Now, TurboTax and H&R Block's tax thing and whatever, these have made things easier over time, but I've never used them and never done them. It's either been my wife or an accountant that's always done taxes.
Okay. Here, what's the story?
From WashingtonTimes.com, IRS Commissioner John Koskinen said Tuesday that service at his agency has gotten so bad that they're ignoring more than 60% of taxpayers' phone calls during this tax season.
Wow.
60% of people calling them up wanting to figure out how to give them money can't get customer service. Please, for God's sake, tell me once again how governments can be as efficient as businesses. I've had people say this to me. Governments can be as efficient as businesses.
Sure. Where's the example of that?
You know, there's probably some government somewhere that's that efficient. They're probably small. But, you know, nonetheless, what's that have to do with, you know, big, giant organizations that don't serve people? Speaking at the National Press Club, Mr. Koskinen pleaded for more money, saying,
right, they need a bigger budget, obviously.
Yeah, he needs a bigger budget. That's what it always, like, failure in the marketplace means your business closed down.
Right, let's write some regulations for taxes that are really confusing And then when a bunch of people call with questions, we won't be able to handle their calls, so we'll need more people to take the calls to handle the questions. So let's just keep making things more complicated so more people call so we can hire more people for the call center.
What else would we do?
And the more complicated the tax rules are, the more likely they're going to hire lawyers to tax professional accountant types to help them file their taxes. So that means more jobs for the tax business, for the tax industry.
Indeed. You've got to consider the CPAs, to some extent, are entirely employed on the backs of the tax system.
Is that true necessarily? I mean, wouldn't you still need an accountant for big businesses or whatever,
even if there were
no taxes?
What percentage of accountant jobs do you think would be lost?
Probably a fairly large percentage.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, at the very least, they would have their hours cut.
Some large percentage of accountants would disappear. They'd have to go get other jobs doing other things because the accounting that they would that they're required to do would no longer be required, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the point I'm trying to make, and I think it's pretty valid. Congress is, but I would point out that government agencies are the only organizations really that can fail their way to success. fail their way to more funding. Congress has cut or held the agency's funding static for several years now, with lawmakers deeming the agency recalcitrant in solving problems and unrepentant for having targeted Tea Party groups for intrusive scrutiny. Here we have Republicans refusing to give money to the IRS because they feel targeted, which I think is completely valid. There's a lot of arguments one side or the other. I don't know. I can't say one way or the other whether the IRS is a bunch of incompetent boobs.
There's probably some of that.
If they're equally rapacious against Republicans and Democrats, or if they targeted Republican groups, I have no idea. But
well, the narrative is that Barack Obama's administration was targeting the Republicans through the IRS.
That's part of the claim. Maybe there is just it looks very much like the IRS lady destroyed evidence. And for that, she should go to prison, but, that's not going to happen. We know that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we talk about it.
60% of calls going unanswered.
60% of people just getting ignored. He also said it would help reverse staffing cuts in their compliance division, where he said the government will lose $2 billion this year in money it would otherwise have been able to collect if it had better staffing. What does that mean? Does that mean that we'd be able to go after more people?
Probably,
ruin more people's lives and make them pay a few dollars more, plus employ a lot of lawyers and judges and these sorts of people and making people's lives miserable? Yeah, I want to give this guy some more money.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David. He is in Mississippi, or at least he was in Mississippi, but we are having, we just got some technical difficulties right there as I was going to him. Was there more, Mark, that you wanted?
Skype?
Skype just failed.
The wonders of Skype. The poor customer service is growing worse at the agency. Just a couple of weeks ago,
Actually, it was our internet connection. It's our fault.
It's all our fault?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Kauskinen said that they were answering 43% of phone calls, so dropping below 40% suggests things have deteriorated as the April 15th deadline nears. So it's just, here it goes. This agency, which will throw you in prison for your mistakes, is completely unresponsible for their own mistakes.
Sure.
Whatever mistakes they make, that's the problem of funding. Whatever mistakes you make, well, prison is in the offing. Now, there certainly are people that they'll set up payment plans and that sort of thing, but prison's there. Prison is on the table.
David. I think we've actually got him here now. David, are you with us?
Yes.
All right, you're on the air.
Sorry about that. Hey, about this revenge porn guy. I don't think he should go to jail. I don't think anyone should be put in a cage by men with guns. But, he should probably in some sort of civil suit have to compensate these people that he's embarrassed.
But he didn't do anything. He just created a website.
He encouraged and allowed for a venue to exist where that could be done. He's responsible, in a sense, for the content uploaded to his site, especially when it's something he encourages.
I can't disagree with that. I still want to hear more.
All right, if you want to hang on, David, we'll bring you back for that. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like Tesla's been banned from selling cars in West Virginia. We can tell you about that. Plus, there's a little good news from our friends over at Zen Magnets coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial toll free. Bring up anything you want here. This is Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Silver.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get handpicked gold and silver pieces of a variety of different types. They're beautiful, and many of them have numismatic value as well. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com. It's Midas Resources that is putting that together, and they've been an amazing dealer for silver and gold for a long time. They know what they're doing, and you can go and get some great product from them over at silver.freetalklive.com. You can call them up toll-free as well, 877-857-9938. Silver and gold are a great hedge against inflation, in my opinion. That's 877-857-9938, or go to silver.freetalklive.com. We got David on the line in Mississippi via Skype. He's saying that the guy running the revenge porn site, who's now going to prison for 18 years in California, that he doesn't belong in prison, but he should pay compensation to his victims. But he didn't intend to victimize anyone, right? Like, he just created a website.
I don't know about that.
He created a website where people could post personal information about people in photos.
Once he knew that a great deal of people were being victimized on his website, then every moment going forward, he intends to victimize people.
Through inaction, you're saying he's victimizing people.
By creating the website, yeah. Like, well, he has an action. That action's going and cashing the checks he's getting from advertising off the site.
David?
Yeah, not even really through that. Didn't he extort the people? Didn't he say, you got to pay me to
remove
them?
How's that extortion? I mean, he's providing a service of removing them from
coercion.
The website.
It's coercion. It's in patently against the non-aggression principle. I mean, you're threatening someone with embarrassment and with possible damage to your reputation and your ability
but
to...
But your reputation isn't your own.
Like that.
I mean, you know,
your likeness, if you believe in intellectual property rights...
I do not.
Okay, well, I'm more of an objectivist than just a flat-out anarchist or anything, but... I do believe in intellectual property.
Well, if you take a picture and you give it to someone, you don't have any license to that picture at that point.
You do if you had a contract when you gave it to them.
Your likeness, a likeness is technically considered intellectual property.
I don't know where that goes. So let me switch sides, and I'm arguing against you here, caller.
David.
So when, for instance, the space shuttle takes a picture of Earth, there you have half the human population that has just had their picture taken without their consent.
They're not actually
visible. Fine. If I go out on the street and I take a picture of the beautiful steeple on Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire, of the Congregationalist Church, and some people happen to be playing in the park nearby, do I have to get the consent from each of them? It's a likeness.
That depends. I would say if you were to post it online and someone were to have a problem with it, I would say you would either need their consent or to blur them or remove them or whatever.
The hell
you
with
need
those
to
people.
Do.
Why should I have that for a picture I took?
Well, if someone doesn't want to be on your website,
okay.
I believe
how about
that
this?
Might be their right. You know?
Some redneck comes up to me and he threatens to punch me in my face because he doesn't like the way I look. I manage to get my camera out and I say, "Excuse me, sir, what did you just say to me?" And he says, "I'm going to go," and I'm filming him, "I'm going to punch you in your face because I don't like the way you look." All right? Can I post that on the website, or do I have to have Mr. Beauregard P. Sassafras's permission?
You have every right to post it without his permission.
Yep.
If he catches wind of it and asks for his likeness to be taken down legally.
Are you an attorney?
I agree with this. I'm fuzzy on it.
He can kiss my big white butt. There's no way.
I'm not an attorney, but it's my understanding that the only control somebody has over the use of their likeness is if it's being used for commercial purposes. So, again, I'm not an attorney. That could be incorrect. But if you take a picture of this park scene that Mark was talking about, and then you go and you start selling prints of it for cash, then they could claim that you're benefiting from their likeness. And so, therefore...
Using it as a cash cow on a revenge porn website, I mean, that's that's literally monetizing someone's likeness.
Yeah, but you didn't. You're getting pictures that purportedly the person who's posting them was given. Now you can. There is the claim that they hacked my phone, but for the most part, the pictures posted to that website were acquired legitimately by the person who acquired them. There may have been the explicit, or not explicit, but the implicit idea that those were private pictures and those were not for distribution. However, that was probably never written down in any sort of explicit way with any of those pictures. When a girl takes a naked picture of herself.
So verbal contracts are invalid?
No, verbal contracts are valid.
You can't prove they exist.
Here's what he's saying. Okay, somebody gives me a naked picture, and they don't really say anything. This has actually happened to me. I've had naked pictures given to me in the past, and they didn't really say anything like, you're not allowed to do this, 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 or this with it. But I kind of knew what was up, right?
Right.
And then, now, since I have this picture, can I then do what I wish with it without a verbal contract? Because there is no verbal contract in this circumstance. Let's say that it's a gal, and let's say that you are running a website where people can post pictures of any sort, and I post this up on your site, and this gal comes to you and says, I'd like it taken down. But actually, she doesn't even come to say that. She just gets her attorney to sue you. She doesn't do anything else. Have you done something wrong at this point?
No, not at that point.
And are you obligated? Because it's my understanding that people in comas do nothing wrong, so they are not acting immorally at any point. So therefore, do you have an obligation to do something? There's often obligations to not do something. I can get that, but there's something entirely different in the world of obligating somebody to do something. Do you have an obligation to do something?
Legally, I would say no, but morally, sure.
Well, I think you should. If somebody drops a wallet out of their back pocket while they're walking down the street, I'm going to say, excuse me, you dropped your wallet, and try to help them. But I don't know if I have any moral obligation to say anything, right? Like, I could just look at the wallet and do nothing.
Sure, the whole point I'm making is that he in essence encouraged it. I think so. It's a real fuzzy area.
Yeah, he's a despicable dude.
It's horrible what he did, and he should have something done. I'm not sure what.
But, if somebody's responsible, it's the poster, not the person running the website.
Sure.
Whoever
it was. All guy peas? Does he log the IPs of the people?
I have no idea.
He's probably got some information.
His service provider probably does. He should be subpoenaed for that information.
It's easier for the cops to go after him than it is to go after all the people that post. Exactly. I think that in the same way that a pawn shop owner doesn't have any obligation to, if somebody sells something to him that's stolen, what's the big deal? But people really don't like it when pawn shop owners, say, I don't care. Give me all your stolen stuff. I'll sell it here.
He should have posted it. If you're going to run one of these sites, you probably shouldn't run it on a server in the United States. I don't know if that's what he was doing, but
that's just advice on how to get away with your crime.
There's a good chance of that. I'm not convinced that he committed a crime here. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate
Still advice.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I think if you're going to run any kind of questionable website, you shouldn't host it in the United States. It's Free Talk Live because they don't believe in free speech.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make a big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, Mark, plenty of people have commented on the story about the revenge porn operator on our Facebook page. I'll share some of those comments here in a moment. But if you'd like to get your thoughts on the air with us here directly, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Also, still to come, the Tesla Motors Company is under fire in West Virginia. They are banning Tesla from being able to sell their cars direct to consumer and thereby save people money. 855-450-FREE. Again, the toll-free number here tonight. Want to invite you to support the show's fundraiser going on right now, the African Satellite Fundraiser. We're kind of hovering at around just under $2,000. It's been a slow last week on the fundraiser. If you haven't yet had a chance to go and check it out, please go to africa.lrn.fm. We're about 10% of the way towards the goal of $22,000, which will cover 3 years of satellite broadcast to Africa. I may be able to negotiate a 1-year price, but it will likely be more expensive per month because, you know, you get a better price if you agree to do a three-year deal.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm really hoping that we can make this goal. We've got over a month to go on this fundraiser, but what really needs in order to be successful is for people to share it. That's how these Kickstarter / Indiegogo things, we're using Indiegogo, that's how these things go. That's how they happen, is not because a handful of people make it, you know, they reach, dig deep and fund this thing. It's because a lot of people give a little bit to these fundraisers. And so go to africa.lrn.fm. You can read the pitch there. You can watch a four-minute video that explains why this is important, why reaching the African continent with the ideas of liberty is worth several hundred bucks a month, which is what ultimately it would cost when you do the math to break down $22,000 over 3 years. Anyway, go to africa.lrn.fm. As we continue here, some of the comments on the story about the man sentenced to 18 years for running a revenge porn website from Facebook. Lindsay O'Quinn says, how is that frightening? By the way, what I posted was that it was a frightening attack on free speech as revenge porn operator sentenced to 18 years. She says, how is that frightening? He extorted people, and he is a giant effing turd.
Well, I'm not agreeing with the second statement, but you know, I mean, is the plumber extorting you when he comes and takes care of your broken toilet?
No, absolutely not. He's providing you with a service that he, you know, but costs him time.
To some extent, he created this service that you need to be provided, right? Like the plumber, if he came and broke your pipes and then offered to fix them, would be a completely different story. It's like, you know, the fireman setting your house on fire and then coming and putting it out. Mm-hmm. Not exactly an asset to the community.
Are you saying that's what he did here because he's running the website, and so therefore he sort of broke the pipes?
I really want to say that because he's running the website for that purpose, right? Like, that's the purpose of the website, apparently. You got posted. If they're calling it a revenge porn website, if he didn't actually create this site to be revenge porn, certainly somebody has created a website specifically as revenge porn.
I don't know if the site itself called itself revenge porn. I think that's just the term for, the popular term, if you will, for these kind of sites.
So how come we have a BBS where people can post pictures of whatever pictures they want to post? I've posted pictures of, like, my pets and stuff in the pet section. And we call it BBS, but it's the forum there. How come people don't post revenge porn on our BBS?
I don't know. Maybe it's because BBS is dead and hardly anybody goes there anymore.
But, I mean, you know, 5 years ago, it was alive and thriving.
There is an excellent butts thread on the Free Talk Live BBS, which has a lot of butts.
Yeah, there's butts and there's excellent breasts, too, I believe, there. I mean, if you want to
excellent breasts. Sorry. I guess there's both, isn't there?
Yeah. If you want to go see some kind of, you know, mild porn, I suppose it's the place to go, but I just don't know. I'm asking you, if they created a site where people can just post whatever they want to post, why hasn't, which we have too, why hasn't ours devolved into that? And why did theirs?
Well, this was a website that was created for the specific purpose of posting people's photos of their ex-girlfriends and ex-boyfriends.
Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it was his intention that those people get harassed. Now, you could make the argument that because the site allowed people to post personal data about their ex-boyfriends or ex-girlfriends, that could have been the intention of the creator of the website. But it could also be that, you know, this person thought that it would be useful to allow these people in the pictures to be identified. I mean, maybe the ex was a real mean person. You know, the ex was not very nice in the breakup, and so therefore that's why
the percentage of the people do you think this is? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I imagine a lot of people have tough breakups with exes
and complaints.
You know, things don't go well. Roy's in Wichita, Kansas, listening to KQAM. Hello, Roy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. 1480 KQAM. This is Roy. And for the IRS, I wish the IRS would, instead of collecting taxes once a year, collecting twice a year or four times a year or six times a year or 12 times a year. It would reduce the load on the federal, on the IRS guys, on the CPA guys. And, you know, that's a common thought business thing a business would do. Spread the load out all year. And
oh, I see what you're saying. What you mean is that they wouldn't collect from the same person 12 times a year, that they would have people between the letters A and D in the month of January.
It'd probably be A and B.
Sure.
B. Yeah.
Spread put it out like they do the license tags in Kansas. Once a month, different people get different bills, and then there's not a big load all at one time for the year. Yeah. And
how about just abolish the IRS entirely, and then that'll save a whole lot of money?
Oh, I'm not that good.
No, why not? I mean, you support the IRS.
Somehow the country made it up until 1913 without an IRS.
Well, hey, I'm all for that, but you know, this once a year, everybody loads up and
it makes more sense. I'll give you that.
Sure. Well, I wish someone would try that, and that's my thought from Ken.
All right, Roy, thanks for the call tonight, man.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't want to reform the IRS. I just want to see it go away. I'd like to see it disappear. It is a huge burden on people, whether it's once a year or, you know, whether it's in April or later on or whatever time it is. It's a big stressor. It's a huge time sink. And it's a scary thing because, you know, like I said before, you fill out the forms wrong, you could go to prison. That's pretty scary. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Dave Hitt on Facebook says, seriously? This guy intentionally caused serious harm to many, many people and extorted them. This is not even close to a free speech issue. 18 years sounds about right, considering the harm that he caused. But did he? He created a website that allowed people to submit content. He didn't submit that content. He didn't make the phone calls, presumably. He hasn't been accused of making the harassing phone calls or sending harassing text messages or emails. There were users of his site who put that information on the site, and then other users of the site who took that information off the site and used that information in whichever harassing ways they went. Okay. They were the ones doing the harassing. The guy running the website didn't do that.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Ian. I put up a site. The site is The Assassination Marketplace. And
you don't want to say you put that site up, Mark.
I'm not claiming to have put up a site called Assassination Marketplace.
Because that site does exist. It's on Tor, and yeah, that's
fine.
A real site.
I'm put up a...
You're not the creator of that site,
right,
just to be clear.
A site called Assassination... Buy Your Assassination...
In theory.
Right. This is a theoretical. Yeah. And I make it easy for people to negotiate assassinations on normal individuals. I specifically exempt politicians, police officers, and a variety of other people. This is just assassinations on... Let's even make it more obtuse. This is assassinations on children. This site is set up specifically for assassinations on children.
Mm-hmm.
And people use this site and they assassinate children. Do I hold no culpability for marketing a site specifically for this?
You could claim you were then brokering the assassinations at that point.
Was he not brokering the opportunity for women to have to pay him to pull down their pictures?
Well, you know, if you're going to do work, then you should get paid for work.
I worked to put together this assassination thing. Shouldn't I get 1% of all the assassinations?
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, that's an actual crime with a victim. It's Free Talk Live.
I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As a defender of freedom of speech, I frequently find myself defending some very undesirable people. I don't like racists, for instance, but I would defend the right of a racist to have some sort of a racist pep rally or whatever it is, you know, like the KKK in Skokie, Illinois, one of the kind of classic examples of where they went ahead and they did their little parade thing, and a lot of people were upset about it.
I'm upset about it, but I would I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not upset about them exercising their free speech. I just don't much care for the speech, but I don't have to listen. And if I do listen to it, I can go out and I can speak up again or against it. I can have my own counter protest if I feel so inclined.
And many people did.
And to me, that's
in
how
Skokie, Illinois.
That's how speech should be dealt with. Obviously, in this case of the man who is now going to prison for 18 years for simply running a website, a so-called revenge porn website, it's a little bit more difficult to return that speech with other speech, I suppose, in that if you find that your picture, a naked picture, has been posted on this site and your personal information is accompanying it.
You can post pictures of yourself with clothes on Facebook.
Yeah. I agree
with you that doesn't work out. But I just used the example of me putting up a very reprehensible site that facilitated and was specific and explicit in its purpose, which facilitated the assassination of children. Now, this is an imaginary site. This is just me talking here an absurd argument in order to show you. And what your complaint was about the site that I put up, the imaginary site that I would have put up, is that it had a real victim.
Right. Murders, right? Like you
right.
would be, in theory,
murders for hire. Yes.
You would essentially be a broker for hiring hitmen in that case, whereas this guy's just put up a site that allows people to post things
and
to it.
And he, you know, made money from taking these pictures down for people.
You got to pay a programmer, $60 an hour to generally work, and that's on the cheap side.
Then why shouldn't I make
this guy's
money?
Time, you could argue his time is worth money.
Facilitating people to
again,
do
assassinations. Again, I already said that's a violent crime.
Because it's a violent crime. This is either a crime or it's not. You said that the reason was
because
it had a victim.
In my opinion, it is not a crime to take a picture that you had from someone giving you a picture. It's tacky, but it's not a crime to post a picture to the internet. And it's not a crime to put, hey, this is, Jane Doe, my ex-girlfriend, and here's her phone number and here's her address. It's a serious violation of privacy and, good taste. But I don't think that's a criminal act, and I don't think it should be.
Well, I think that when somebody gives you a picture, there's usually some kind of unwritten agreement,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if I were to give a picture to my wife of, why she would want a picture of me naked, I'm not entirely sure, but maybe she would want that, right? If she asked
women just aren't into that as much, right?
I wouldn't make generalizations based on gender, but I would say if you were going to make a generalization based on gender, yes, you're right. But specifically, my wife wouldn't want that. Some women would, my wife wouldn't. If she wanted it, though, she could have it, and then there would be some sort of agreement between her and I. Hey, look, you're not allowed to show this to other people. Now, whether that was written down or whatever would get very convoluted. But, I mean, when you're talking about a website that allows people to do this, encourages people to do things like this, then it's pretty obvious there's going to be some people that are going to violate their contracts with other folks. You shouldn't make it
their problem
so that people can commit fraud.
Well, again, it's not the problem of the person running the website. That's the problem of the people who are committing the fraud. That's the problem of the people who are violating whatever contracts they had. But ultimately, as you pointed out previously, they're going to go after the top dog. They're going to go after the guy, the person they perceive of as the facilitator or the leader
He's
or whatever.
He's easier to get, right?
He's easier to get. It's a lot less investigating they're going to have to do because there's how many? Let's say he got 100 emails a day. There's 2,000 emails in his account when they raided it. I mean, this guy's getting contacts all the time. Let's just presume there were a few thousand people that were indexed on this guy's website. For the police to have to go and investigate every single one of those posts is going to be very, very difficult because odds are good they're only going to have an IP address. And if somebody's posting from their work address, there's going to be a lot of investigation that would have to go on to identify the source of all of those photos. Although, of course, they could probably contact the woman and say, hey, who did you give this picture to? Right. Because, if the lady's contact information is on there, the investigator could then reach out and just simply ask her which of your ex-boyfriends was likely to have this photo. And so, it wouldn't have taken forever to investigate those pictures, especially on the ladies where there was contact information. Although presumably many of them have probably quickly changed their phone numbers and things like that as a result of being posted. But nonetheless, it's just lazy investigative work. I mean, these cops don't want to go through all that hassle. They can take this one guy, put him up on this pedestal, lob his head off in front of everybody, send him to prison for 18 years, pat themselves on the back as though they've done these women a favor and somehow prevented whoever this jackball was that uploaded their pictures in the first place. He's still out there, and he's still probably got a collection of those photos that he can then go to the next revenge porn site and then post the pictures there. They haven't actually stopped anything from happening here.
I agree with you in that circumstances that, look, if I'm hosting my revenge porn site out of Antigua and I live in Hong Kong and people in the United States are, posting their pictures of their, former loved ones on my site, that there's not much the authorities in San Diego are going to be able to do about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who, has sort of an accident of geography that they could actually do anything about him. He is a despicable individual who happened to live in the United States, and this is a bunch of lazy police work But that doesn't sort of change that this individual is despicable. And a behavior that's sufficiently despicable is going to be punished societally.
Yes.
I mean, I have yet to be able to punch a hole in this. I don't have the libertarian answer to my mind as to why this guy should be punished, and I don't think 18 years is right in any circumstance, that this is just an emotional reaction. People who make emotional reactions are usually dumb. Like, this is a poor way to go about your life, and if you think that it's a good way to go about sentencing somebody, you don't deserve an opinion. But, you know, nonetheless, I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad that he got 18 years. I feel bad that the people of California are going to pay to incarcerate him. I don't think that that makes any sense. I don't think anybody's made whole by that, but it doesn't solve anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Regan Desolates on Facebook says, I don't see this as a frightening attack on free speech, but I do hope all that money he made at those women's expense is being paid to them in refunds and restitution.
It's not even that much. He made like $900 a month. And
they say he did pull in about $30,000 in the fees for the removal fees.
Okay, fine. I'd be happy if that money was paid out.
I highly doubt it, though. I highly doubt that money is going to any of the victims.
I doubt it's going to. And if he does have an opportunity to pay, it's not going to be for another 18 years.
Jen Stevens says, how is stealing other people's photos freedom of speech?
I'm not sure it's stolen photos.
No, he didn't steal those photos. If anyone stole the photos, it would have been the users of the site, not the administrator of it. But Jen does go on to say, granted, he shouldn't get 18 years. Rapists get less time than that. What is wrong here? She says. Lash Steelrod says, it's like saying Mark should be held accountable for anything posted on Facebook. It should be the individuals that posted the material that should be held accountable. Going on, there's a couple of insults at the man.
There's one here for F-U-F-T-L.
Oh, really? I didn't see that one yet.
Yeah, that's from Lindsay O'Quinn.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like, you know, the fact that we stand up for people's free speech. John Bradley says, what kind of idiot thinks there would be no punishment for this lunacy in a stateless society? And if you rounded up some of these girls' fathers to let them be the arbiters of justice, believe me, 18 years is mild compared to what they would do. Well, shouldn't they be mad at their daughter for giving away naked photos in the first place? I mean, I'm not saying that that's a problem, but you know, some people seem to think that it is. So why not place the blame on the person who created the situation in the first place?
I don't know.
John Bradley says, free
I can
speech,
tell you that, you know, if something's sufficiently despicable, it is going to be outlawed.
Free speech? What was he expressing? Have you ever heard of the non-aggression principle, says John? Free speech, intimate this is Dave Murray. Free speech, intimate pictures / video of someone without their consent is free speech?
Well, it is their consent if they gave it to a boyfriend.
If they gave it to a boyfriend.
Now, if they had it stolen off their phone, how are you to know, how am I to know if that's the case?
As the site administrator, you mean?
Yeah, I just don't
you
know.
Don't know.
I find this very difficult. I think this. I want this guy to be guilty of something. I can't figure out what it is.
So, you are welcome to share your thoughts with us on this, but tonight is not the time. We'll be back tomorrow night as we kick off another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live, where the show's live content never ends. We're live 7 nights a week, so you can grab us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. And in addition to that, you can get interactive on the website in a lot of different ways. Please don't use our forums to post revenge porn. That's not the intention of them. But if you do, then we disclaim any knowledge or support of that activity. All right. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.